Hi, welcome to Stanlib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within Stanlib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And this week, I think we need to focus on the US labor market. Obviously, last week, a huge amount of US labor market data, including the main labor market report for the month of September. In general, the US labor market surprised on the upside, and clearly that had an impact on financial markets. So it might be useful to unpack some of that data. And the second, I think, is South Africa's tax revenue for the month of August. We got an update from National Treasury last week, and it, from my perspective, surprised on the upside. So it sets up government for a decent medium-term budget policy announcement at the end of October. So I think two important areas to discuss in a little bit of detail. A wide array of U.S. employment data was released last week, including the ADP private sector employment report, the job openings for the month of August, the weekly jobless claims, and then, importantly, the monthly employment report for the month of September. And I guess the overall focus of the data is that the labor market in the U.S. remains impressive. It remains strong. The U.S. created 254,000 jobs in the month of September. That far exceeded market expectations. The market was thinking there would be a gain of 150,000 jobs. In fact, if you look at the range of expectations, there was a low estimate of 70,000 jobs, a high estimate of 220,000 jobs. So nobody expected the job gains to be as strong as 254,000. In addition, if you look at the previous 2 months' data, that was revised up by 77,000. And then on top of all of that, the unemployment rate improved, going from 4.2% down to 4.1%. So a wide array of data surprising on the upside, all suggesting that the U.S. labor market remains fairly robust. And I think what that did was it encouraged the equity market, because obviously that would suggest that economic activity is still fairly buoyant, and that consumer income and consumer spending will remain fairly robust during the remainder of this year. It also suggested that the U.S. is not about to go into a recession. If you add in 254,000 jobs in the month, then clearly you're a long way away from recession. The other thing it did was it forced the market to readjust expectations on interest rate cuts, partly because wage growth accelerated to 4%. So previously, there were a lot of people thinking that the Fed would continue to cut interest rates at 0.5% a time. But I think that has now been scaled back, and that the consensus would be that the Fed continues to cut interest rates, but only cut by 25 basis points, a 0.25%, and then continue those cuts into next year. So overall, a good set of economic data that is consistent with still solid economic performance, certainly no sign of recession, but I don't think it puts the Federal Reserve off from cutting interest rates. If we look at the inflation environment in the U.S., it remains reasonably under control. There's been significant progress in getting inflation down close to the 2% level. And I think the Federal Reserve will continue to cut interest rates into next year. And then while they are in the process of cutting rates, reevaluate how many rate cuts they need to put in place. And that will depend a lot on the progress on getting inflation down to 2% and then the overall economic performance and labor market. So I don't think anything to be concerned about, but clearly the U.S. is not about to go into a recession. The South African National Treasury released their revenue and expenditure estimates for the month of August last week, and I think overall it tended to surprise on the upside. In terms of expenditure, the data suggests that government is being fairly disciplined. They are keeping expenditure mostly in line with the budget. And I think that would be the expectation for the remainder of the year. Obviously, we'll get a full update when we get to the February budget. But at this stage, it does appear that government is trying to control the hiring of individuals, trying to control wage increases, and just generally trying to be disciplined. On the revenue side, a couple of items that I think surprised on the upside. The first is that individual income tax remains exceptionally buoyant. Now, the reason for that buoyancy has got nothing to do with salary increases or the economy adding jobs. It has got a lot to do with the fact that the government did not adjust the tax brackets to take account of the impact of inflation. And so, in effect, the government is able to collect more revenue for the same tax brackets just through the impact of fiscal drag. And we've seen that every month in the tax revenue data for individuals, and August was no exception. So that number holding up fairly well. The key surprise, I would argue, was the buoyancy in corporate tax. If we look at the previous months, there are indications that corporate tax has been under a little bit of pressure relative to prior years. But in August, the number surprised on the upside, exceeding the revenue collected in each of the last 3 years. So I think that helps to offset some of the concern that was developing around corporate tax revenue collection. The net result of this is, I think, when we get to the October medium-term budget at the end of this month, the minister will be able to present a decent set of numbers that shows only modest revenue shortfall, nothing to be, I think, at this stage concerned about. And obviously, the expectation would be that the revenue can hold up into next year and that government expenditure can be controlled. The National Treasury is also going to benefit from the two-pot system because obviously as you withdraw money from your retirement fund, you have to pay tax, and the government will be collecting that additional money, and obviously that goes into the budget estimate. We'll get an update on that in October, and I'm hoping the minister will provide us with some assessment of the two-pot system and how it's working. In addition, I guess the medium-term budget will be a focus on other issues, particularly the funding of state-owned enterprises, the role of public-private partnerships on infrastructure development, the development on national health insurance, and I guess a range of other policy issues. But at least in terms of the government revenue expenditure, the numbers are decent in an environment where South Africa is struggling to exceed 1% economic growth. So given the economic circumstance, I think the government will be fairly pleased with how the fiscal parameters are unfolding, and hopefully they can strengthen during the course of next year and beyond if we are able to improve South Africa's overall economic performance and start to create some jobs. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.